Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Luke chapter 17 today, verses 5 and 6. Luke 17, verses 5 and 6. So the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like the grain of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Let me read this to you again. This is where we're going to get our challenge from today. And I pray you're listening because I can't wait to show you what God has to say here. There's something about faith and increasing our faith that goes against everything we've been taught. And I hope that you hear today this truth because it will help you tremendously. I pray that you hear what God has to say. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like the grain of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Now, did you catch that? They said, "Lord, increase our faith. We want more faith." And he said, "Actually, you don't need more faith. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could move a mountain. You don't need greater faith. You need a bigger God," is what he's saying. Let me say this to you, and I'll show it to you from Scripture and lay this out. You don't need more or bigger faith. You need a bigger God. Great faith or little faith is not determined by the size of your faith, but it's determined by the size of your God. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed in a big God, you can move mountains. You think your faith is tied to you and how much faith you have. "And I have great faith." No, great faith and small faith, as you're about to see from Scripture, is determined by not how much faith you have. Do you think it's about you? No. You can have a mustard seed side faith in a big God, and that's what the Bible calls great faith. In Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 31, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took a hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Some of us would say, "Wait a minute, Jesus, Peter had enough faith to get out of the boat in a storm, and you say he has little faith?" Well, that's because the size of his God got small. When he believed that God was big enough and powerful enough to do what he said, he stepped out. But then he looked at the wind and the waves become big in the eyes of Peter, and Jesus becomes smaller. And when his God got smaller, his faith got smaller. In Matthew 15, I don't have time to read the whole story, but in Matthew 15, verses 21 through 28, we know the story of the widow, but the woman who has a daughter, the Canaanite woman who has a daughter with a demon. And she says, "Help me," and he doesn't respond. And then he says, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of Israel. It's not right to send the children's bread to the dogs." But the woman says, "I'll be a dog then. Because even the dogs get to lick the crumbs that fall from the children's table." And pretty much what she says is, "You're the only one that has what I need, and I'll be a dog if I have to get what I need." And Jesus says to her, "You have great faith." All she said she wanted was crumbs. And she has great faith. Why? Because the size of her God was so big that even crumbs would be enough. Crumbs from him are powerful enough. That's all I need. Folks, listen to me. Jesus himself said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. So great faith or small faith is not determined by the size of your faith. You don't need more faith. I can prove it to you. You go to the doctor, he writes you a prescription. You can't read the prescription. You go to the pharmacist, and he then goes into a room full of pills that could kill you. The doctor could have written down on that note, "Kill this person and have fun doing it." You don't know because you can't read his handwriting. The pharmacist comes out with a bottle of pills and says, "Put these in your mouth and swallow them," and you do. You got plenty of faith. You don't need more faith. You need a bigger God. Again, listen to me. Great faith and small faith is not determined by how much faith you have, but by the size of your God. If you have a big, awesome, powerful God, all you need is mustard seed side faith, because it's not a size of your faith, it's a size of your God. Stop thinking about you and put your eyes on him. I look forward to sharing some more with you from Luke on Monday. Tomorrow will be in the book of Psalms. Hope to see you then.